let me start by saying this morning on the TV and one of the catchwords for the past week and everything is that we'll get through this. But they're always speaking of their humanistic methods. Whatever God tells us will happen in this Bible over here will happen. Do I desire to suffer? No, in the flesh I don't desire to suffer. In the spirit, I'm looking for that moment when I'll be with the Lord in paradise. I'm looking for that moment. And there'll be joy. And there'll be happiness. And there'll be a celebration. And a moment of peace. And a rest. The faith that we have, Brother Bruce, you were talking about it this morning, about faith. And you don't let these things bother you. That's a rest that we have from the Lord. God speaks, and I've used that term before, and I use the passage of Scripture in Hebrews 1 and 1, where God spoke in times past, and in this latter day He speaks to the Lord Jesus Christ. And His word is always true. Can't be otherwise. One of the first messages that our Lord spoke up on the face of the earth when He came, He says, repent or perish. I said one of the first that I know about. It's an important message. Repent or perish. I'm thankful that I have hope in the Lord Jesus Christ and what He says in His word and how the Spirit of God has spoke to me and how He blesses me. When this Bible says that He arose, I believe it, from the grave. Mind you, there are people that do not believe that today that's walking on the face of this earth. They do not believe that any man, I'm using that word a little, as they would speak it, there's no man could possibly come out of the grave and live again and live. My Bible doesn't prove that to me. It proves to me that the Lord Jesus Christ arose and that there were others that arose out of the grave. I'm looking for that day when someone's got the idea they're going to put me, this body, in the grave. By the way, I don't want to be there. But I'm looking forward to that day when I'm resurrected again. I have the hope in that. I have more notes than I could possibly use today. So, because of that, I don't even know where to start. Yes. We've heard these verses before. They've been mentioned to us before. So I'm going to title my thoughts, Are You a Witness of His Resurrection? Brother Paul, are you a witness of His resurrection? I believe that I am too. Now you know that we're supposed to know. But we need to be careful about the way we say these things. Every day that I get, as far as I'm concerned, I'm always seeking after the Lord. And God's Word teaches us to be in that particular mode. I'll say mode. Be aggressive in seeking after Him. And that's why we're here today. We're here to seek after the Lord. I believe there are many things that all the way through the Bible teaches us that God was going to manifest Himself in the flesh and one day He was going to be resurrected. And we do not have the amount of time that it would require to discuss that completely. There's just no way. But there were some witnesses. The first verse that I want to read is found over in the book of Matthew. I might read several of them. Let me see. Matthew 26, I believe. 26 and 32, the Lord speaking Himself. He says, but after I am risen again, His own words from the very person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I'm going to rise again. That was good enough for me. He's made all things happen. He's the creator of the world. And joy, the Lord said, He admitted it. And it convinces me. I don't want to say, that's, using the word admitted is somewhat weak. And I know that. But His words come with great authority. He's saying of His own self, but after I am risen again, Brother Dale, I believe you mentioned one of these verses last week in the book of Corinthians. In fact, I know you did. Last week or the week before. No, you probably did 30 years ago, but you also did it last week. Those that belong to the Lord know that He has risen. And here we see these verses that Paul has recorded in the book of Corinthians, chapter 15. And I'm just going to read over them, basically. I might go back and read some more in the book of Matthew in a moment. But he says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 5, and that he was seen of Cephas. Cephas is better known by some of us as Peter. He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. How many witnesses do we have to know that there was a resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ? I don't need but one. when he says it himself. Verse 6 says, after that he was seen above 500 brethren at once. That's a lot of people. 500 of them. Our Lord Jesus Christ walked around on the face of the earth 40 days, and I suppose it was 40 nights also. Then he arose and he went into heaven. By the way, as he arose into heaven, this was some 40 days after his resurrection. And there was a number of people there watching him. And in that passage of scripture, as we read it, he's going to return. Do you believe God's word? He's going to return. I believe it. God's word teaches me that in a number of different places. Of whom the greater part remain unto this, unto the present, but some are fallen asleep. Asleep. Some of them had died already. In 40 days, Brother Jordan, in that 40 days, a short period of time, and that's a plural word, by the way, but some, I don't believe it, that doesn't say one, that says some. Some are fallen, some of them have passed away. Every time we lose somebody in this body or some other body that I have a relationship with somewhere, well, I suffer a little bit, Brother Jordan. But I know if they belong to the Lord, there's a resurrection. They were shortly resurrected to be with their Lord. Now, in another place in the book of Mark, there's a scripture that I want to interject right here. And it says, now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. So the scripture tells us in this verse that Mary Magdalene was a witness. And another woman also. One of the first ones. And also, there were angels present at that time also. And they told Mary, he said, go tell the disciples. I got too many lines on this piece of paper. But maybe you can think about these verses just a little bit. If you're here and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't believe in His resurrection. I don't believe you can. If you believe in the resurrection, I'm not saying an easy verbalization or something coming off the end of your tongue. I'm talking about a motive and a feeling that comes out of your heart and you really know down deep that He arose. I put a comment right here, and I can't even tell whether it was scripture or my comment, so forgive me. Not at at or near Jerusalem, for the number of the disciples that were together there made about 120. And that's so. 120 disciples. Oh, I thought there were only 12 disciples. No, those were apostles. I'm a disciple. If you belong to the Lord, you're a disciple. If you don't belong to the Lord, you're not a disciple. Because you're not following after God's word, you're not following after the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not following after the words of God. Now that's a troubling thought as we read God's word. Are we obedient to that word? Verse 7 says, after that he was seen of James, then of the apostles. That's what Brother Paul says here. After he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Verse 8, and last of all he was seen of me. Now this was written by Brother Paul. In this particular moment, he was thinking about this. And last of all, he was seen of me. I can say the same thing. The moment that the Lord presented himself to me, I saw him. I know that he lives. I know that he was there because I was there. Don't tell me that I didn't see him. Because I saw him. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you know him and you felt him in your very soul. And it says, continues on, it says, as of one born out of due time. Yeah, we're born out of due time. I was born out of due time. I wasn't born before the scripture was written. I wasn't born in the time of Christ. But he came and he revealed himself to me. I was a witness of his resurrection. I am a witness of his resurrection. If you belong to him, Bruce, you're a witness of his resurrection. And I know you are because I've heard you speak. And it wasn't just, I'm not saying that because words can be careless. They can be foolish words. It seems, down in Luke 24:34, it says, it seems as if Peter was the first of the men that saw Christ after his resurrection. Verse 34 says, and Luke says, the Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. Now, I haven't studied every one of these sequences out in time. But we know that Peter was a witness. Now, I want to go over to the book of Acts. Chapter 1. And you probably know exactly where I'm going. Acts 1. And I'm going to start with verse 8 up there. Our Lord says, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And as witnesses, we're witnesses. When we go into the grocery store, I keep saying that every time I say that, I think of my Sister Joyce. If you don't believe she does, you ought to be with her, you know. She's a witness. I'm a witness. When we go to the grocery store, when we go to the service station, when we go to our neighbor's house, when we see them out in the yard and we go and talk to them, we're witnesses. We're a witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he had spoken these things, verse 9, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Notice the word there. That's a plural. There's more than one person there. Let's continue. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. I wonder if it was the same two men that were sitting on the stone of the grave when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary was there. I wonder if it's the same ones, Bruce. I don't know. It doesn't tell us that, does it? But anyway, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." One day he's going to reappear in the heavens. I don't understand all of that, but I'm looking forward to that day. That has been repeated a number of times down through the ages. In verse 15 there, in Acts 1 and 15, it says, "And in those days Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said," the number of names together were about 120, "but in Galilee where Christ in the days of his flesh had most chiefly conversed, most frequently preached and wrought his miracles," and were, that's my comment, I'm sorry. But anyway, there were 120 people on that particular day. Witnesses. We are witnesses. If you know the Lord. So I ask this final question here. Are you a witness of his resurrection? Without any delay, Brother Jordan, I give you
the Spirit of Christ that has risen, we are indeed witnesses and will be witnesses. And that's what he said. It's a declaration. Ye shall be witnesses. What I've said many times, most of the churches today, the preachers especially, are trying to get people to do things that they ought to do. But they're trying to do them, get them to do it naturally when it's a spiritual thing. But if you have the witness of the resurrection within you, how can you be quiet? You can't. No. It is something that, as Christ said, quoting the Old Testament, it will flow out of your belly. You can't stop a person that knows the power of the resurrection, and we'll be talking about that later, but you can't stop a person that knows the power of the resurrection from confessing that resurrection. Yeah.